Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for November the 20th, 2023. This is net number 309. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you're not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system. You can learn more about it by directing your web browser to sdf.org. You can get yourself a free account, and you can do all kinds of neat stuff with it. I will pause now for priority traffic or to allow stations to disconnect from this conference if they do not want to hang around for our next. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. Those are the items that we like to check-ins to provide when they call in. This net meets every Monday at 0 hours Zulu or GMT or UTC, whatever you like to call it, on Echolink node 9229, which is the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael, VE6UX, for making this conference available to us for our net. This has been going on for several years now, so we're really grateful. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all licensed amateur radio operators, and you don't have to be a member of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We like to have a topic of the week. And this week, this is kind of a weak topic, but my local ham club had a presentation this last week about the origin of 10 codes, like 10-4 and all that kind of stuff in the United States. And it turns out that they originated just a few miles away from me, where I am right now, right here in East Central Illinois. So it was kind of an interesting historical thing. So the topic this week is 10 signals and Q signals. They're both kind of related. They're, you know, a mechanism for communicating information very succinctly and quickly. So the question is, do you still use them very much, especially on voice modes like we're using now? I know that there have been some, you know, attempts. I think the ARRL has encouraged people to abandon Q signals and use plain English instead. So anyway, that's kind of what the topic is this week. Q signals, 10 signals, do you like them? Do you use them? Should we get rid of them? Whatever. So let me reset the timer. Okay, so I've got my Echolink dashboard here, and let me see. Somebody came in and then dropped out again, but I see a new station, AD0QM. Yes, AD0QM-L. I guess Jeff has got a simplex set up now. All right. Well, I'll just run down the list here. I see KD9NDJ, N1YNY, KQ4MII, VK6BQQ, and AD0QM. And I do not see the ham conference or any other conferences linked with us. So as far as I can tell, it's just us chickens here today. But I will pause to see if there's somehow someone out there who's listening and wants to check in. So here we go now. If you did not hear your call sign, but you want to participate in our net, come now with your call sign. Okay, I didn't really expect to hear anything, so I'll start going down my list here. Let's see, actually the first on my list is VK6BQQ. Go ahead, Reg.
AB9FJ in the group, VK6BQQ, a very good morning from Western Australia. Yeah, I was just clicking over to see if the ham conference is on. There seems to be another net We've missed the ham conference. But yes, I'd like to mention that Peter's been in here from Charlotte, North Carolina, I think it is, and one Yankee November Yankee. We've had quite a queue so with Peter, and we thank him for popping around here. I suggested that he stick around and see what the Net's all about. So, Wayne, we've got another individual in here. That's fantastic. But, yeah, the old queue codes. Yeah, 10-4, good buddy. But, you know, it's best when you're keeping logs and trying to make things happen quickly. So I found the queue codes really helpful in a lot of things that I've been doing over the years, particularly in the departments with the police departments. The Q4s, God, you got Q4, 9, and all sorts of different letters that you can use quickly. So that's what I found the very best as far as that goes. Now, other people, you know, they still look at the 10-meter band and the 27 meters. But, you know, a lot of the cases, you can get some information fairly quickly in and out. So that's what I found over the years anyway. Back to Net, AB9FJ in the group, VK60QQ. Soon to be in Jakarta, Indonesia.
Okay, well, let me just maybe back up and mention that there are, well, for one thing, there are a lot of Q signals. I think, I mean, the last time I looked, almost every letter of the alphabet, well, no. I mean, I think there were like maybe 50 Q signals that were, you know, documented. But, and some of them are very obscure. But a few are almost ubiquitous. For example, QST. I mean, that's the name of the magazine that the ARRL publishes. We have QRP. Everybody talks about operating low power. We have QRM and QRN. Those are various kinds of interference. And kind of going down the list, we get down to things like, I think QRS stands for, you know, if you're using Morse code, you want somebody to send slower so that you can copy them better. Let's see, what other Q signal? Oh, QRZ, that usually means who's calling me. You use that in a contest often. And QRT means I'm going offline. I'm shutting off my radio, blah, blah, blah. I'm out of here. What else? So anyway, there are some of them that are so ubiquitous, like QST and QRM and so forth, that I don't see them going away anytime soon. But some of the more obscure ones, like the ones about changing code speed or, gosh, what are some? QSL for acknowledgement. What's the one for your location? I'm forgetting it now. But anyway, some of them are just so obscure that they're probably not going to live very long, especially if people make a concerted effort to not use them. But a few of them, I think, are going to persist no matter how hard we try. Oh, QTH, yes, that's where you're located. So I think that's one of the ones that's going to persist for a while. Anyway, so let's see. Let me acknowledge that I see another call sign has joined it. Well, actually, he came and left. But I see K-E-Q-C-E-L. Got you down here on the list here. And welcome to the Net, and congratulations on your new call sign there. So let's go along to N1YNY.
AB9FJ Wayne, this is N1YNY, name is Peter, or Pete, I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina, had a very nice conversation a few minutes ago with my new friend from Australia, Reg. He told me a little bit about the Net. It sounds delightful. I'm looking forward to participating. Wayne, I have a question for you. You said that this net is sponsored by a amateur radio club, and then you said you gave three initials, and you said .org. Was that S as in Sam, D as in David, F as in Frank .org, or was it something else? Back to net.
That is correct. The standard phonetics are Sierra Delta Foxtrot, but Sam, David, Frank, I think that's what you said. That works as well. So, yes, go to sdf.org in your web browser, and you can sign up for a free account. Read a lot of the help files that are on the website. Find out all the things that you can do. You can use it for an email address. For example, as your username, you can use your call sign so that you can have n1yny@sdf.org as your email address if you want. You can set up a website. You can set up a Gopher site if you know what Gopher is all about. You can do all kinds of stuff. We can't go into all the details of it in the course of the net here, but explore and see if you want to get involved. So let me pass it back to you to see if you have anything to add.
N1YNY. Wayne, thank you so much. This sounds like a terrific net, and I hope everybody has a pleasant evening or day, depending on what the circumstances are or the situation is, and I look forward to participating today and also in the future. I'll turn it back to you. AB9FJ, N1YNY.
Okay, good to have you on the net tonight, and you're welcome to come back every Monday at 0 hours UTC and join us. Next on my list is KD9NDJ.
Good evening, Wayne. This is Ken. I'm in Rantoul, Illinois. And my SDF username is KBB. I had sort of a fling with the Q codes. I think they're very handy. Early on when I was a tech, I thought I should bone up on the code. I didn't really succeed in getting very good at Morse, but one thing that I was doing was looking into the Q codes. New to the hobby, I was fascinated by the history of it. And as you say, there are quite a few of the Q codes that have sort of fallen out of use. I have a little dictionary of them here, and the actual telegraphic meanings are a little bit expanded by current usage, it seems to me. I think they're fascinating. I'm surprised to learn that ARRL is thinking about de-emphasizing them or phasing them out or whatever it is they plan to do. I'd love to hear more about that. Anyway, this is KD9NDJ, back to the net.
Well, I think what the ARRL is saying is don't use them so much on phone. So if you're on SSB or on FM on a repeater somewhere, that it's not necessary to abbreviate. Because I mean, these abbreviations date back to telegraphers, where sending three letters was a big savings over sending a long sentence. So, but when we're talking using phone, voice. It's not really that much of a savings to say three letters instead of what's your location, for example. So I think that's what their motivation is. Also, they have in mind that we have a lot of new hams on the repeaters, technician licensees, and they'll get on the repeater and they'll hear people, the older hams, using Q signals, and they'll be scratching their heads wondering what the heck they're talking about. And so in order to be more welcoming to these new hams, I think that's kind of the motivation that the league is that's driving the league to de-emphasize using cue signals just in phone and voice communication. All right, anyway. Thanks, Ken. Next on my list is KQ4MII.
AB9FJ, Wayne, this is KQ4MII, Mark in Reston, Virginia. SDF login is MCORNICK, M Cornick. This is my second check-in to the net. Those of you who were on last week will remember my first check-in. Since then, I've made a couple of improvements in my situation. I do finally have a usable HT in hand, and I've been able to hit a couple of repeaters locally. I'm expecting a better antenna in tomorrow's mail that should allow me to actually participate in some of the nets that I've been able to pick up a little bit of stuff with my rubber duck. So off to a good start here. Regarding the Q codes, so being a very new ham and not operating in Morse code, I don't know how. I haven't really used the Q codes myself. I'm trying to learn some of them just so I know what people are talking about. I think Wayne's last point about it coming off as technical jargon is probably worthy of consideration. But that said, you know, if you're going to be a ham, you probably need to learn a little bit of the lingo, so that's what I'm trying to do. So, I know a few, and I'm picking up the ones that I hear and trying to understand going forward. So anyway, that's all I got. To our fellow American members, I hope you have a great Thanksgiving. I'm headed about an hour out of town to my brother's place to dine with my family and enjoy each other's company, and we'll be certainly back in time to join the net next week. So sending back to net control from KQ4MII.
All right. Thank you, Mark. I was going to say fine business, but that's another jargon. In Morse code, it's FB, but that just means like right on or, you know, amen. So today you learned, I guess. what was on the tip of my tongue? I thought I had something else to say and I forgot it. Oh, maybe I'll think of it later. Moving along, next on my list, let's see if he's still here. No, I think he's gone. Victor Echo 3, nope, I guess he's gone. Next is AD0QM.
Good evening, this is Jeff, AD0QM. My SDF call sign is, or handle is JECXJO. As for the topic, I kind of always liked the Q codes because I always felt it was to the point and I knew exactly what somebody was saying. Like somebody said to me, QSY, I knew that they were leaving and they were going to a different frequency. I don't know. I always think it's weird when people are giving their call sign and they give really odd phonetics, which is totally fine when you're talking to somebody else who English is their primary language, but we're getting to the point where some people are saying, yeah, my call sign, it ends in a P, like in pterodactyl. And it's like, okay, well, if you don't know how that's spelled or English isn't your first language, you might not know what the word is. Using Q codes is kind of the same thing, where it means what it means, and if I say it, you can look it up in a little cheat sheet and know what it is, or you can memorize them and know what people are talking about. But, yeah, I guess the 8ORL is trying to get rid of them in voice, but even at that point when you're working QRP, it's kind of nice to be able to hear what people are saying and not have to sit there and pick out every other word through static. So that's all I got over here. AD0QM back to you, net control.
Yes, you know, it's true. I kind of understand the league's motivation to make the hobby available or, friendly for the new hams. But it's force of habit to say something like QSY or QTH. So I think some of those are going to persist for quite a while just because they're so useful. And those new hams, they're just going to have to learn. And that's one of the rites of passage when you become a ham, is you learn these little things. You don't need to learn them on the first day, and you can download a cheat sheet and keep it handy. It's not one of those really terrible, important issues. It's just something worth, jabbering about. All right, who's next on my list here? How about this new call, KE2CEF?
Hello? This is KE2CEL. My name's Sarah. My call sign, my SDF handle is Lekana. And I'm not even sure if any sound's coming through this. So back to you, NetControl.
Okay, I didn't hear all of that. The last thing you said, you're not really sure something. Could you repeat that?
I'm new to this program. And I'm sorry. I gotta go. 73, whatever I'm supposed to say.
Okay, no problems, no worries there. You're doing fine, Sarah. Welcome to the net, and come back again next week. Let's see, some activity on the dashboard here. No new call signs on there. So, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, I think I've called upon everybody. At this point, I guess it's time for a second round. If you want to add something to what you said before, please come now with your call sign.
AB9FJ, this is Mark again. I just wanted to say hello and thank you to Sarah for checking in. I believe she has logged out of EchoLink now, but we heard you loud and clear. I did want to say hello to her because she passed along to me a program for new hams that gave a really deep discount on the HT that I'm using. So I probably wouldn't have found out if she hadn't mentioned it. So, Sarah, thank you for that. And no worries on the transmission tonight. We heard you pretty well. I'm sure everyone would love to have you back at some point in the future. But that's all I've got. Just wanted to encourage my fellow newbie here. So back to Net.
Okay. Thank you, Mark. Anyone else like to reach out?
AB9FJ in the group, VK60QQ. I think Smokey and the Bandits had quite a situation with their setup. So, 10-4, good buddy.
Okay, well, we've got a few minutes here, so I think I'll take this time to mention that if you go to Wikipedia and search for 10 hyphen codes, I think you'll find the page there that describes how the 10 codes that we've learned to love or not were originated by a radio technician for the Illinois State Police here in Champaign County. At the time, I think the headquarters of the Illinois State Police District that this guy worked in was just a couple of miles really away from where my house is right now. But they eventually moved down to a different part of the county, so now they're more like 15 or 20 miles away. But anyway, this was in the 1940s, maybe even the late 30s. There's an organization called APCO, and I think that's the American, Public Communications Organization, something like that. This was an organization of the communicators and radio technicians of public safety organizations like police and fire and ambulance and so on. And they had just organized themselves at sometime in the 30s. And it became clear to them that radio communications was an area where standardization was going to be a desirable thing. So this guy here, I forget his name now, Charlie Hopper or something like that, he came up with the first list of 10 codes and, proposed it, and the organization adopted it and promoted it for all the police and, mostly police organizations in the United States to use it, and the rest is history. So it's kind of like, the hometown guy for us who live where Ken and I live here in Champaign County. So, right. So does anyone else want to have a recheck? Okay, I'm kind of trying to drag things out a little bit. I want to at least go past the half-hour mark in case the HAM conference finishes up whatever net they're doing, and maybe John or Robert will link the HAM conference to this conference, the TechLink conference, and bring in some new check-ins from there. So I don't know if Reg is monitoring them, but all right, here we are at the 30-minute mark, and if we don't hear from them in the next minute or two, I think we'll probably give up and wrap the net. So does anyone have anything else that they want to add to what they've said before us tonight?
AB9FJ and the group, this is Mark again. One of the things that I was introduced to, finally being able to listen into some nets over this past couple of days, was the concept of traffic, passing radiogram messages. I got to hear some traffic being passed on a local net that meets pretty much every night for that purpose. Was reading up on that and thinking that here on SDF, we are possibly the ultimate evolution of radiograms through, intermediate forms of communication like the telegram and fax machines and finally to email and to the various electronic digital means by which we communicate today. But it was interesting to kind of hear a little bit about the procedure and protocol that goes on there, and who knows, apparently there's at least one person still sending a radiogram last night, so it's good to learn about all these things, and who knows when we might need them in the future, if ever, but as a new ham kind of learning everything that goes on, that was kind of interesting to me. Back then at KQ4MII.
All right, thank you for that comment, Mark, and yes, they call it the American Radio Relay League is because they were relaying messages. So the national traffic system is kind of the kernel of ham radio in the United States. That's what got it started. Besides the rag chewing and DXing and so forth, that was kind of the raison d'etre and why the government decided to give us so many privileges to do what we do. Now, over the years, the importance has diminished, but there have been times when it was very important. I know that in times of disaster, like say a hurricane or an earthquake or a landslide or something in a place like South America or Africa or whatever, sometimes ham radio using the national traffic or the traffic system is the way to get out word of who survived and where they've evacuated to and so on when all the other means of communications are not available. So as communications gets better and better with broadband and satellite phones satellite-based internet, it's getting to the point where you don't need ham radio to get information from the wilderness or the boonies But it's still a thing. If things go really bottom up, ham radio can come to the rescue. So anyway, I'm rambling. Let me pass it back to Mark there if he wants to add something.
Nothing much to add there, just that kind of plays into something that I'm interested in, the public service aspects of this hobby. Once I am skilled enough to be useful, I would like to get into things like Ares and Skywarn and such things of providing a useful skill to my community. So, yeah, definitely the radiograms fit into that, you know, when all else fails kind of model. So, yeah, interesting to learn that it's a big part of history, but also still a part of the present. Back then at KQ4MII.
Yes, indeed. Okay, so does anyone else want to recheck? Trying to get down to my script here, so my mouse doesn't seem to be working. What's going on here? All right, I can't find my script. All right, so I think this wraps up this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net at, let's call it 0036 Zulu. What do I usually end the net with? We'll look for you next week, same time, same conference. This is Net Control Station, AB9FJ, saying 73 for now.
And one November Yankee, Peter, great to have you aboard, sir. We do appreciate it. VK60QQ here in Western Australia. Good morning.
Thank you so much, Reg. It was my pleasure. N1YNY.